Thank you for tuning into Songs of Praise from 3ABN Australia Radio. We trust you'll enjoy this musical selection to bring you peace, comfort, and hope.
His face, will you look I'd pray for nothing less than for you to love Jesus more. I'd like to keep these memories in frames of gold and silver, in reminisce a year from now about the smiles we've shared. But above all else, I hope you will come to know the Father's love. When you see the Lord face to face, you'll hear him say, well done. Will you love Jesus more when we go our separate ways? When this moment is memory, will you remember his face? I'd pray for nothing less than for you to love Jesus more. Will you love Jesus more when we go our separate ways? When this moment is memory, will you remember his face? Will you look back and realize you sensed his love more than you did before? I'd pray for nothing less than for you to love Jesus more. Than for you to love Jesus more.
God bless.
Holy.
Evermore shall be.
Evermore shall be.
Songs of Praise endeavors to draw your heart, mind, and soul to a close relationship with your Savior, Jesus Christ.
Song. So true, merits my soul's best songs, faithful, loving service to him belongs. Love lifted me, love lifted me, when nothing else could help. Love lifted me, love lifted me, love lifted me, when nothing else could help, love lifted me. Souls in danger, look above. Jesus completely saves. He will lift you by his love out of the angry waves. He's the master of the sea. Billows his will obey. He your Savior wants to be. Be saved today. Love lifted me. Love lifted me. When nothing else could help. Love lifted me. Love lifted me. Love lifted me. When nothing
nations we are treading, where the saints have trod. We are not divided, all one body we, one in hope and doctrine, one in charity.
If you're enjoying this music, encourage your friends to listen to this program each week.
To work. joy never till my latest breath. Can I forget that look?
It seemed to charge me with his death, though not a word he spoke.
Oh, can it be upon a tree the Savior died for me? My soul is thrilled, my heart.
Jesus, just to take him at his word, just to rest upon his promise, just to know, thus saith the Lord. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust him, how I proved him o'er and o'er. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust him more. Oh, how sweet to trust in Jesus, just to trust his cleansing blood, just in simple faith to plunge me neath the healing cleansing flood. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust him, how I proved him o'er and o'er. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust him more. Yes, it's sweet to trust in Jesus, just from sin and self to cease, just from Jesus simply taking life and rest and joy and peace. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust him, how I proved him o'er and o'er. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust him more. I'm so glad I learned to trust thee, precious Jesus, Savior, friend. And I know that thou art with me, will be with me to the end. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust him, how I proved him o'er and o'er. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust him more.
Let me tell you about my friend on whom I depend. He's the best friend I ever knew. With all my heart, I want to serve him. With all my heart, I want to please him and do what he wants me to do. But even at my best, when I'm put to the test, there are times when I let him down. But the wonder of it all, he loves me when I fall. He loves me just as I am. And though I fail the Lord, he has never failed me. He's been me when I've done wrong. He's been there on the mountains. He's been there through the valleys. He's never left me alone. There've been times I know when I failed him so, yet he's never let go.
Praise. sin and care placed on him there, on the dear one who lived so perfectly. God turned from him, could not look on sin. For me he gave his only son, my redemption through him now is nearly done.
It was for me made the sacrifice.
Invite your family and friends to also enjoy songs of praise.
In Christ alone, my hope is found. He is my light, my strength, my song. This cornerstone.
Sin on him was laid here in the To my heart to see. tell the world about this. I can tell the nations.
Nations by this.
Tell them that Jesus made me whole. And he brought joy,
joy to my soul.
Oh, Jesus washed my sins away. Yes, he did. Yes, he did. And made me happy all the day. Yes, he did. Yes, he did. I can tell the world about this. I can tell the nations I've been blessed. Tell them that Jesus made me whole. And he brought joy,
joy, joy, joy, joy, joy. To my soul,
oh, my Lord did just how he said.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did.
He healed the sick and he raised the dead.
Oh, yes, he did. Yes, he did.
He died on the cross to save my soul.
Oh, yes, he did. Yes, he did. Nations, I'm blessed. Tell them that
Jesus made me whole.
And he brought joy, 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 joy to my soul.
We here at 3ABN Australia Radio are delighted to share songs of praise with you. We look forward to your company next time.
Welcome to the book reading program of 3ABN Australia Radio. Does your faith need a boost? Do you think that miracles only happened in Bible times? Think again. Compiled by Remnant Publications, the book Get Ready for a Miracle recounts true stories that prove that when we step out in faith, God displays his power in undeniable ways. Here is our reader, Sandra Ashton.
This story is entitled Miracles in Plain Wrappers. John 14:27 says, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid." Perseverance says, "I don't care how long it takes. I don't care how hard it is. I am going to believe the promises, do what I know instead of what I feel, and move forward by faith. I will watch and pray, wait and pray, yes, weep and pray, but I will also walk and pray." When I lost my husband Dane to a deadly, aggressive, and very rare cancer, my faith and confidence in God was severely tried. I know Dane's was too. He did not get a miracle of healing. We prayed and cried and begged, but were met with silence. This was especially difficult because Dane loved God, loved soul winning, lived healthfully, and was passionately involved in ministry. We were a team for God. One evening during worship, our attention was arrested by a scripture about Christ in his hour of suffering. Paul describes Christ's struggle in the Garden of Gethsemane just prior to his betrayal and crucifixion, who, in the days of his flesh, when he had offered up prayers and supplications with vehement cries and tears to him who was able to save him from, which translates literally to out of, death, and was heard because of his godly fear, Hebrews chapter 5, verse 7. The verse says Christ was heard. He was not delivered from death, but he had victory over it. His faith won the victory in the darkest hour. In my mind, this is the greatest miracle of all. Christ was not delivered from his cross, but he had victory over it. You may not be delivered from that cancer, that job loss, that divorce, or that bereavement, but like Christ, you can have victory over it. Faith grows strong in earnest conflict with doubt and fear. Testimonies for the Church, Volume 4, page 117. Toward the end of his life, Dane wrote these words: I realise now that faith is not about the outcome. Faith is about the growing from trial to trial, from faith to faith, Romans 1, verse 17, in order to be ready for the outcome that God permits. Faith is not an insurance policy against unwanted troubles. Faith is a roadmap, the GPS, God's positioning system, that will lead us unfailingly to God's perfect destination for us. Faith is not given to avoid problems. Faith is given to avoid failures while enduring those problems. Faith is not the victory that avoids the problems of the world. It's the victory that overcomes the sin problem in the world. Is this the final word on faith? Hardly. Faith is dynamic. Where will my journey take me? That's up to God. I just want his faith that overcomes the world. His faith that grows me to meet each new trial. His faith that prepares me for the only guarantee faith offers. For by grace are ye saved through faith. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8, King James Version. Faith, it gives us the wisdom of God for our health, our children, and our entire life, because lifestyle matters. But it gives us far more. It gives us power for the journey and the grace to genuinely love and minister to every suffering child in God. Yes, sustaining grace. That is my miracle. That was Dane's miracle, and it can be yours. I trust God's oversight regarding my life's journey. He will give me insight as to what I should do. He has foresight concerning my future. He works all things for his glory, and I trust him. We know that all things work together for good to them that love God and to them who are the called according to his purpose. Romans chapter 8, verse 28, King James Version. God is not short on miracles. He wants you and me to experience these miracles every day. They are ours for the asking. They are the joy of the Christian journey. A reflection associated with this story comes from the Acts of the Apostles, page 23. In his parting conversation with his disciples on the night before the crucifixion, the Saviour made no reference to the suffering that he had endured and must yet endure. He did not speak of the humiliation that was before him, but sought to bring to their minds that which would strengthen their faith, lead them to look forward to the joys that await the overcomer. He rejoiced in the consciousness that he could and would do more for his followers than he had promised, that from him would flow forth love and compassion, cleansing the soul temple and making men like him in character, that his truth, armed with the power of the Spirit, would go forth conquering and to conquer. Miracles in Plain Wrappers was written by Vicky Griffin, the director of the Lifestyle Matters Evangelism Program and the Director of Health Ministries in the Michigan Conference of Seventh-day Adventists. You can visit lifestylematters.com for more information.
You've been listening to the book reading program by 3ABN Australia Radio, featuring Get Ready for a Miracle. For more information about this book, visit remnantpublications.com.
I'm Casey Butler, and I want to welcome you to Healthy Living Around the World. I am on site at Center for Health in Bulgaria, and with me is Arthur Carvalho. Welcome, Arthur, to the program.
Thank you.
Now, Arthur, you're here at Center for Health, and I believe you're in the training school here. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct. I am here in the school. I got here to receive some healthy training and also some Bible studies.
You're doing some Bible training as well as, yeah, as health training together, yeah, in the same place. Together. Interesting. Where are you from originally?
I'm from Brazil.
All the way from Brazil?
Yes.
So how did you find out about the school here?
Because I'm living in Tunisia, you know, I'm taking part of a project from the that's connected with the, one of the leaders here. And they do some training so we can, whatever you're doing in these countries, you know, around the world, we can serve people better. We can help people to find a better way of living, like a better health way of living. And also for myself, I'm enjoying too much here. I'm getting healthier here, actually.
Okay.
Yes. I have a little problem with my knees, you know, and I need to lose weight because of that. And since I got here, I think I lost some pounds.
Okay. So you've noticed a difference. What kind of things are you learning about here that's helping you?
We are learning about the benefits of living the nature, you know, like close to trees and fresh air, like having a balanced diet, not overeating, like eating what is sufficient for your body, exercising, you know, the 8 natural remedies of life. We're learning also the benefits of charcoal.
Oh.
Yeah, how we can use charcoal for medicine, so preventive medicine.
Yes.
All good stuff, garlic, you know, all these herbs that we have in nature. So how can we use them and to prevent a lot of diseases? Actually, with charcoal, we can do many, many things. You can use externally and internally, and it helps, like, even your kidneys. I didn't know about that. Like, if you put externally, it can extract the charcoal is so strong that it can extract some toxins, even from outside, when you use your skin to take the toxins of your kidney. Yeah. Like wonderful stuff like that we are learning. And we have healthy food here also. It's all vegan. And they know how to cook really delicious food.
Oh, you're finding it tasty?
Yes, it's really delicious. And it's you don't find any lack of any supplements, like any protein, anything. Like all vitamins, all balanced. And that's, of course, because the food's so good, sometimes I'm tempted to eat too much. But I'm getting better here. I'm losing weight, as I told you. I think this is, if you want to get a good health, I think this place is a good place.
Yeah, okay. So tell me, is it different how you're eating here? Is that different to how you were eating back in Brazil?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, normally in my house, like, for example, we use a lot of oil, like we fried a lot of things, you know.
Yes.
And it's not healthy. Maybe we use a little bit too much spices. The bread here is amazing. It's like, I don't know how they do it, but they use they don't use like biological liver.
Yeast?
Yeah, yeast, sorry.
What you mean, leaven? Yes,
leaven, yeast. Yeah, leaven. They don't use yeast. I don't know how they do, but it's whole wheat bread, and they use this natural.
Is it like a culture that they use?
Like, I don't know, but it's not biological. It's like from the fruits.
Oh,
I don't know how they do.
Okay, but obviously you're enjoying it.
Yeah, it's so good. So we have to learn. Actually, gonna learn this and how to cook the bread and everything, so we can do at home also. But at home we don't do that, you know.
Oh.
And It's really helpful when you learn to bake a good bread.
Mm-hmm. Wow, so you're learning such a large variety of practical things that are helpful in your health.
Mm-hmm.
So Can you share, maybe, is there a health principle that you've adopted that's one of your favorites that you really enjoy?
Well, the health principle I like is like the principle that everything's together connected. Like when you, like your brain is connected with your organs, so everything that you eat affects your brain. So it will affect eventually your studies, your religion. Yes. You know, like the way you connect. So, like I believe in God, I pray. Mm. And when I take care of my health, it's better. So, and my brain works faster, so I feel more connection with God, and I can study and learn better. When you sleep well, also, you know, when you sometimes you don't sleep well, you eat too much, your brain gets a bit tired, so you get headache a bit, so you cannot concentrate for many things. And especially when you pray, you get distracted so much. And yes, that's another principle. So it's holistic way of living. So you connect everything. You connect your food with your study, spiritual and physical.
Right. So all those different elements are all interconnected.
Yes.
And that's so interesting. You were mentioning that you're finding it's having benefits for your spiritual life.
Yes, for sure.
You've noticed that while you've been here?
Yes, for sure. Yeah, I can. I woke up more like with more energy.
Yes.
So I can wake up and pray and talk with God and not that sleepy, you know?
Yes, yes.
And then when I read my Bible, I can concentrate more. And when you walk also through the trees here, that this beautiful environment, you can also feel, you can hear the voice of God more clearly. You know, that's not so much noisy. So you can see the beauty of the creation of God and how the love of God is in everything, and how he gave us such a blessing with herbs and trees, that things that heal us is good for our health. Yes, it's amazing.
Yeah. Wow. So that's, you've gotten so many good benefits from all of this experience. Now tell me, if you're going to say you meet someone who is talking about their lifestyle and they're thinking that they want to improve it, in some ways, what would you say to them? How would you recommend they go about starting to improve their lifestyle?
Well, I mean, I think it depends. I would try to know the person better and know what their needs. But if you need to summarize in a short sentence, I would say that maybe preventing stuff, like take care of the things you eat, for sure, because you are what you eat. And try to live closer to the nature, I would say.
Okay.
The environment is really important. So the things we have in big cities today, it's not so good for your health in many ways.
So go to a place where they can spend more time in natural environment, surroundings, and that will be a benefit to them.
Yes.
Yes.
Of course, take care of their food.
Yes.
Because we will affect in every other aspect of your life.
Yes. Yeah, it has a powerful influence, doesn't it? Wow, well, thank you so much for sharing your experience with us here.
Pleasure.
It's always inspiring to hear how people have benefited from the wonderful healthy living principles, which, as you explained so well, God has given us out of his love for us.
Yes.
So that's really inspiring to hear. Our guest today has been Arthur Carvalho, and he is here at the Center for Health Training School here in Bulgaria. Thank you for tuning in to Healthy Living Around the World. I am your host, Casey Butler, and until next time, God bless.
You've been listening to a production of 3ABN Australia Radio.